Grove here. I'm at Wellspan, and we're here to discuss COVID-19, try to get some factual information out there for you to make better decisions. I know it's a big topic internationally as well as here in Pennsylvania. We do have confirmed cases in eastern Pennsylvania, Monroe County, down to Delaware. To date, there's, as far as I'm aware at this time, there's no confirmed cases elsewhere in the Commonwealth.
No confirmed cases in our region. As of an hour ago, there are 22 cases in Pennsylvania that have been diagnosed.
Yeah. And everyone, this is Hal. He's going to give a quick introduction.
Hi, I'm Dr. Hal Baker. I'm an internal medicine doctor who's practiced medicine in York County for 25 years. I'm also the Senior Vice President of Clinical Improvement and the Chief Information Officer at Wellspan Health. And for the last 10 days straight, I've been in the incident command, helping Wellspan get prepared for this condition that we have not yet seen, but that we are working mightily to get ready for.
So a couple things you can do. Let's get some factual information out there first. So it's flu-like symptoms that we're looking at, right? So fever, cough, shortness of breath. Symptoms appear 2 to 14 days after exposure. Seniors and those with medical conditions are at higher risk. So who are seniors and who are high-risk individuals? So 65 years and older, medical issues such as heart disease, lung disease, high blood pressure, cancer, immune disorders. If you're those individuals, you want to limit your contact with individuals by all means. So try to stay at home. If you feel sick and have mild conditions, stay at home, use your sick days. The key here is obviously preparation, washing your hands, and trying to mitigate giving the illness to other individuals.
Right.
Yeah. What else are we looking to do?
I think the most important thing that I'd ask people to understand is that right now, when we don't have the disease, as far as we know, these steps may seem like they're a little unnecessary, but they're actually incredibly important leadership decisions that our schools, our colleges, our elected leaders are taking to keep us safe. What has happened, unfortunately, in some countries is that these steps to try to slow down the spread started after it spread too much, and we're seeing healthcare systems become overwhelmed. So right now, if you have flu-like symptoms, it's probably the flu, but we're setting up systems to check people, and we're trying to do that in a safe place. We really don't want to do testing in the doctor's office because we don't have the proper ventilation. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why we're setting up the outdoor tents where we're doing the testing or doing it in our hospital emergency rooms. And we're working daily in tight collaboration with the Pennsylvania Department of Health to try and get ready.
Well, that's an update we have now. I know the Secretary of Health will be doing a live update coming up at 12:30. I suspect the governor will follow up at some point today. We'll try to keep you updated as best you can.